You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Voters in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties last week rejected the regional transit millage, and it's 2 years before the RTA can try again. With us now is someone who is very hopeful that the RTA millage would pass. Sandy Barua is the president and the CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you on Stateside, Sandy. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be back. Thanks so much.
The chamber was very, very visible in supporting the RTA. So from the chamber's point of view, why is public transit so important for Southeast Michigan?
Well, there's multiple reasons. You know, first of all, a robust economy requires, it demands that people have the ability to make money and spend money. And in order for that to happen, people need to get from point A to point B quickly and efficiently, using multiple modes of transportation. It just can't be one. And Southeast Michigan continues to lag in that. In fact, when we look at Southeast Michigan and the reasons why Southeast Michigan continues to lag our national competitors in terms of economic growth and job growth, transit becomes one of the key issues that is obvious is lacking.
I'm gathering that you really see this as something that the ripple effect spreads outside of Southeast Michigan and throughout the rest of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, for to put it in context, the world is moving towards urban centers. The rate of population growth in large urban centers across the planet is growing at an exponential rate. It started with revolution from the agricultural society to the industrial society. We kind of slacked off a little bit in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, but now it's really back into moving to urban centers. So this whole idea of density in urban centers and allowing the people in dense urban areas to find that mobility access is absolutely critical. And as much as I am a huge supporter of the auto industry, I'm kind of a car geek myself, you know, what's happening is that people are seeing that the value proposition for owning a car if you live in a dense urban area really no longer pencils out anymore. And so millennials in particular have really kind of learned that lesson, and they're trying to figure out, okay, I want to move to places like Detroit, but I can't move there and bring my talent to a city like that, to work for companies like that, unless there's mobility options for me.
How much of a setback is this loss, Sandy?
Oh, it's a pretty significant setback. There's no doubt about it. We put our heart and soul into it. Major companies and people really stepped up tremendously to financially support this effort. And, I mean, these are private sector companies, all well-known companies that supported this. And, you know, they're obviously capitalistic. They have profit motives, and there was a reason why they felt this was so important. And obviously, we thought we had the best chance to win this. We've been working on this for 40 years in this region. We fell short, so we're going to have to look at different options going forward.
Why do you think it failed?
Well, there's several reasons. I don't want to pinpoint just one. I mean, certainly, it was a tax. Nobody likes in the privacy of their voting booth to vote for a tax. So that's number one. You always have to understand that when you're asking for a new tax in particular, that's a pretty high hurdle to overcome. Also, there's no doubt that we got caught up in the national election dynamics, Democratic turnout, which primarily would have been a yes vote on RTA. Was severely depressed in places like Wayne County. There was just a definite lack of excitement at the top of the presidential ticket amongst a lot of the kind of the Democratic core base. I mean, it was about 60 or 70,000 fewer Democratic votes out of Wayne County in 2016 than for Barack Obama's reelection in 2012. But there was almost more than made up for by a pretty significant increase in turnout in places like Macomb County, kind of the home of the Reagan Democrats, where there's a very strong anti-tax sentiment. And, you know, while, it's kind of unfair to be overly journalistic about it, but, you know, Macomb County went very strongly for Donald Trump. Wayne County would have gone strongly for Hillary Clinton, but the Macomb County people showed up and the Wayne County people didn't.
In your view, how much of the rejection that happened on Election Day was about race?
None at all.
Why do you say that?
Well, so first of all, regional transit is as much, if not more, about suburban areas as it is about urban areas. And so I don't think the race issue has really anything to do with that. I really think the fundamentals of the issue were it was a tax, and people are very skeptical about any kind of government funding because their relationship with government right now is probably more strained than it has been in many, many, many generations, certainly in my lifetime. And I think you saw that play out with the Michigan vote regarding the presidential race, where Donald Trump pulled out a very unexpected victory in the state of Michigan. And I think all those dynamics played into the defeat of the RTA.
Sandy, you've got 2 years now before you get another crack at voters. So what can you do between now and then to lay the groundwork for a yes vote next time around?
Well, I'm going to defer those kinds of questions to the RTA itself. I mean, you know, the RTA board came up with this plan. We liked the plan. We thought it was a good, solid plan. We were happy to support it. And I don't know what they have kind of in store for a plan B. I know, and we know as a Detroit Regional Chamber, we need a robust public transit infrastructure. I don't automatically think that, well, the thing to do is to wait 2 years and go to the voters in exactly the same way we've gone before. I think we do need to respect the will of the voters and learn from that experience and see if there are other ways that we can address this issue. But I think trying the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result, I think is the definition of insanity. So I'm going to let, you know, the RTA process work. They have a duly elected board. They have the transit experts on staff. I'm going to be anxious to hear from them as to what they think are paths forward. We're happy to input into that, our political expertise onto that process.
Sandy Barua is the president and the CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Sandy, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for talking to me.